President, I would like to apologize that my ambassador could not make it on time due to the urgent matter that she has to attend to. I will read Malaysia's statement on behalf of my ambassador. Mr. President, Excellencies and distinguished delegates, Malaysia aligns itself with the statements delivered by Cambodia on behalf of the G77 in China and Bangladesh on behalf of the Asia-Pacific Group. First and foremost, Malaysia wishes to join others and express our sincere gratitude to His Excellency Ambassador Fabrian Rudiard and his bureau for their remarkable leadership and dedication in steering the Trade and Development Board. Their contributions have been vital in promoting constructive dialogue and progress within the board's discussions. We also offer our warm congratulations to you, Mr. President, along with the Vice Presidents and Bureau members on your election to lead this 71st session of the Trade and Development Board. Malaysia is fully committed to cooperating and supporting you and the Bureau to ensure the successful outcomes of this important session. Mr. President, we commend UNCTAD for its continuous efforts in promoting sustainable development and inclusive growth. The annual session of the Trade and Development Board offers an invaluable platform for member states to exchange views and collaborate on critical issues that shape the global trade and development landscape. Malaysia appreciates the Secretary General's annual report, which highlights key trade and development issues and UNCTAD's role in addressing global challenges. We value the UNCTAD Secretariat's research and reports that have clarified global trends and issues. We also recognize the efforts to enhance coordination within UNCTAD, improving the quality of its work. UNCTAD's call for reforming the international financial system is crucial, as the current system often forces countries to divert resources from essential services like healthcare and education to debt repayment. Addressing this imbalance is undoubtedly necessary. Mr. President, this session, the agenda set before us to, among others, discuss two UNCTAD's flagship reports, the World Investment Report under Item 5 and the Digital Economic Report under Item 7. Malaysia is particularly honoured to have contributed to the discussions under Agenda Item 5, where we had the opportunity to participate as a panelist in the panel discussion on investment for development, investment facilitation, and digital government. This session highlighted the significance of investment facilitation in fostering economic growth, especially through digital transformation and technology transfer. Malaysia shared its experiences and insights in this regard, emphasizing the importance of creating an enabling environment that attracts and retains investments, thereby driving sustainable development. Mr. President, as we continue to face a rapidly evolving global trade environment, Malaysia reiterates its commitment to working collaboratively with UNCTAD and member states to address emerging challenges. We believe that fostering partnerships, enhancing investment facilitation, and leveraging digitalization within a strong framework of multilateralism, we can collectively promote sustainable and inclusive development. Moreover, Malaysia values the ongoing support that assistance provided by UNCTAD. We acknowledge the vital role that UNCTAD plays in capacity building, policy advice, and technical assistance, which have been essential in helping developing countries like Malaysia navigate complex trade and development challenges. We are particularly appreciative of the tailored support extended to ASEAN member states, which has significantly contributed to regional integration and economic resilience. As upcoming ASEAN chair, Malaysia will not only focus on strengthening existing ASEAN mechanisms and institutions, but also find synergies with other regions and key partners, including UNCTAD, to foster development and prosperity. In conclusion, Malaysia looks forward to active engagement and constructive dialogue throughout this session of the Trade and Development Board. We remain steadfast in our support for UNCTAD's mandate and its effort to advance trade and development for the benefit of all. Thank you.